What's new about Nano? This large vertical sign explains that in the field of nanotechnology, scientists are learning to build small, useful things the way nature does, out of individual atoms. The table attached to the sign presents several technologies that are inspired by nanoscale phenomena found in nature. The vertical sign has photographs of a stack of yellow pencils, a diamond engagement ring, and a pair of bright orange track shoes. Each photo represents a different form of carbon. The pencils contain graphite, the ring contains diamond, and the shoes contain carbon nanotubes. These three forms of carbon behave differently because their atoms are arranged differently. Atoms are the tiny building blocks that make up everything in the world. Next to each photo is an illustration that shows what the object looks like on the atomic scale, if you could zoom in so closely that you could see the atoms it's made from. The pencils are found at the 3 o'clock position on the sign. They contain graphite, commonly called pencil lead. Graphite is soft and slippery because its carbon atoms are loosely stacked in sheets. The diamond ring is found at 4 o'clock. A diamond is hard and shiny because its carbon atoms are arranged in a sturdy three-dimensional grid. The orange track shoes are found at 7 o'clock. They contain carbon nanotubes, a nanoscale form of carbon. Tiny carbon nanotubes are very strong and light, so they're used to strengthen materials. Diamond, graphite, and carbon nanotubes all occur naturally. In the field of nanotechnology, scientists are learning to build things the way nature does, atom by atom. The table attached to the sign has a series of four flipboards introducing different nanotechnologies that are inspired by nature. The top side of each flipboard shows a photograph of a technology and a natural object. Underneath the board are photos showing both objects closer up and text that explains how they're related. From left to right, the flipboards feature stain-resistant pants, inspired by lotus leaves, a climbing robot, inspired by gecko feet, a computer chip, inspired by snowflake growth, and an electronic tablet, inspired by butterfly wings. Starting on the left-hand side of the table, the top of the first flipboard shows lotus plants growing in water and a pair of khaki pants. The underside of the flipboard shows water droplets beaded up on a lotus leaf and on fabric. The text explains that some stain-resistant fabrics are made with special nanostructures that mimic lotus plants. Lotus leaves have little bumps covered in tiny, waxy, nano-sized whiskers. These structures keep water and dirt from sticking to the leaf. The top of the second flipboard shows a gecko and a robot. The gecko is tan with brown speckles, and it's climbing down a green wall. The robot has 4 feet and a tail, and it's climbing up a black wall. The underside of the flipboard shows the bottom of the gecko foot and the robot foot. The text explains that some robots can climb up walls because they have feet that imitate geckos. Gecko feet have millions of nano-sized hairs that are attracted to the atoms of the surface they're on. The top of the third flipboard shows an intricate snowflake against a blue background and a computer chip resting on a fingertip. The underside of the flipboard shows tendrils of frost growing on a glass window and a side view of a computer chip. The text explains that some computer chips use nano-sized crystals that spontaneously grow or self-assemble, like snowflakes do. The top of the final flipboard shows a pair of hands holding a brilliant blue butterfly. Next to it is a photo of three teenage girls looking at an electronic tablet. The underside of the flipboard shows the small, overlapping scales of the butterfly's wings and the small, glass-like layers of material that make up special electronic displays. The text explains that blue morpho butterflies have colorless nanostructures which are precisely spaced to reflect blue light. Some electronic displays mimic these nanostructures to create color images while using less energy.